May God bless you. I want to say a couple words about confession, because during Great Lent we should certainly confess and receive the Holy Mysteries. It has become an unfortunate sort of custom that people think about confessing during Great Lent or perhaps during one of the other major fasts and communing, but they don't really think about it otherwise. And that's not really a good idea. You should really be confessing at least monthly and communing at least monthly. I encourage you to confess more often than that and to commune every time. Of course, it takes effort to do this, and it takes a lifestyle that is in order to be able to do this. So not everyone has this ability, but it should be a goal. Now, the first thing that is necessary for confession, and really the only thing, is that you're sorry for your sins and that you want to change. Now, sorrow for sins implies that you want to change, because repentance means to change one's mind, to make a turn away from something that is sinful. Now, in order to be sorry for your sins, you have to not have a lot of noise in your life. Because if there's noise in your life, you're not going to see your sins, and you're not going to feel them. So, if you are commonly read, you know, those stupid magazines that are in on the front aisles of grocery stores, if you watch a lot of television, if you're always listening to secular music, if you don't pray very much or read the Bible hardly at all, then it's going to be very hard for you to see your sins. Another thing which will help you very much to see your sins is to come to the services. And not just the Vespers. The most amazing part of the service is always Matins, because it has the most theological profundity in it and the most compunction in it. The canons last night were incredibly compunctionate. And I tell you, it's hard to feel sorry for your sins because we're callous and we're kind of hardened over. So, preparing for confession, which people have asked me about in the past, is not just something that you do on a given afternoon. Preparing for confession is something that you do by your life, by recognizing that in your life there's a lot that's amiss, that isn't the way it should be. You should cultivate that feeling. Feel that. Feel the sadness that you are not the person you should be. And have zeal to become the person you should be. This is the beginning of making a good confession. To know that in this life, everything's temporary. Even the things we seem to care about, the things that seem important to us, they're not important to us only a few years later and they're forgotten. Everything in the world is temporary. The only thing that lasts is Jesus Christ. And to the extent you become Jesus Christ, like Jesus Christ, that's the extent to which you're going to last. So that is how you prepare for confession. By having, by making a comparison between the world and God. Now, practical ways, though, to prepare for confession. That's the mindset you must have. Practical ways. If you're not fasting regularly, attempting to fast, if fasting is just not something that you do regularly at all, or that you kind of make a lot of excuses for yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to prepare for confession because you're already very carnal. Okay? It's going to be very difficult. So fasting is critically important. Regular prayer, regular confession, and regular receiving of the mysteries. All those are really part and parcel of making good preparation for confession. If you come to confession once or twice a year, you don't remember the things you did. Not only that, but you don't really know who you are. Because we have to think about who we are a lot in order to know who we are. We have to compare ourselves to Jesus Christ hour by hour, minute by minute. Then we feel our sins. Things perhaps that you didn't think were sinful, you'll be convicted of. And you'll realize that's not the way things should be. That's not the way you should live your life. But you can't figure those things out unless you are consistent. So talk to me if you have trouble fasting. Talk to me if you don't go to confession often. Talk to me if you don't go to communion often. I'm here to help you. I'm here to encourage you. Not everyone has exactly the same rule. Not everybody has the same ability. Now, I wanted to tell you a couple practical things about preparing for confession. I actually think everything I said was practical, but let's get more, let's say, nuts and bolts, okay? So, if you have trouble remembering what your sins are, then there are lists of sins to look at. I published a zillion of them on the internet under, I think it's under orthodox.net/confess, I believe. And it's listed on the front page also. There's tons of stuff. What I would do is I would read those lists of sins and I would consider, am I guilty of that? You might find yourself being guilty of every single one you read. Okay. Well, how are you going to get better unless you admit what you're bad at? So, reading list of sins is good. And writing a notation on paper, as detailed or as undetailed as you need it to be. It doesn't need to be a book. It doesn't need to be in huge detail. If you are prone to anger, say that I get angry. And I shouldn't get angry. If you're prone to lust, say I have lustful thoughts. If you're lazy, I'm lazy. You don't have to describe the six times the past week that you were lazy. You could mention that oftentimes you leave prayer for last and then you fall asleep and you don't say your prayers. You could say that. So read lists of sins. There's a canon of repentance that's in the prayer book that's very good to read. There is a very good, if you read the evening prayers, the prayer to the Holy Spirit is really remarkable and lists sins. Also, the prayer of the 24 hours of the day by St. John Chrysostom, which is for evening prayers. I would say if you say short evening prayers, that should always be among them, the prayers that you say, that 24 lines of for the day. That really has a lot to do with showing you what kind of person you are. Read those things and write a few things down. And don't give yourself an excuse. Don't say, I might go to confession. Instead, say, I'm going to go, for sure. Saturday at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be here. One thing that I do see is, even in confession, we're self-indulgent. Because everybody wants to go to confession 2 minutes before the service starts. That's not possible. So, if you're really, really wanting to go to confession, come an hour before the service starts. A lot of you want to confess on Sunday, and I have a request that I've made many times. Tell me about it so that I can be available, so that I can make sure I start the Pros Committee early enough. I rarely get anybody asking me. They just show up and say, I want to go to confession. So, you know, if I'm capable of hearing your confession, if it's not too late, if it doesn't get too much past the hour of 10, then I would do so. But it is much better to plan. Because then you don't give yourself any way out. Because if you come and say, oh, Father Seraphim, can I go to confession? And it's 10 minutes after 10, I would say no. And you say, oh, I guess I couldn't go. Well, instead, if you call me up and say, Father Seraphim, I will be there at 9:30 for confession. Will you hear my confession? I would say, glory be to God, of course. See? So that's part of preparing for confession too, is scheduling it. So may God help you. I'll talk more about preparing for confession in the future as the Spirit moves me. But the most important way to prepare for confession, brothers and sisters, is struggle to live a Christian life. Live for eternity. Don't live for now. Don't live for the moment. That's where the fasting comes in, the prayer comes in, the attending the services, even maybe a little longer than we want them to be sometimes, maybe a little out of our comfort zone, maybe a little bit more time than we would have normally spent. I tell you, if you do it over and over again, it will really bear fruit in your life. So may God help you to have a good confession. And I want to tell you, Pastor Lee, I really wish for all of you to commune at least monthly and to confess at least monthly. And I would like you to confess more frequently than that and commune more frequently than that. So if God, if you can do it and you have the strength and the zeal, then let's get started and let's do that. So may God bless you.